Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. What we call it. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I'd like to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I do appreciate you. I get a chance to see the stats later, and I appreciate you taking time out all over the world to listen to the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Also, I just want to give a big shout out to anybody who took time out to call in to 323-642-1532. Again, anybody who took the time out to call in to 323-642-1532, listen to the show. I still can't believe it. We're actually 6.5 years and rolling, and just support, the added support that we receive. So with that being said, I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to have a little chill vibe. Let's enjoy ourselves and let's get it. So with that being said, let's get it.
Before I let you go, before I let you go, can I get a kiss goodnight, baby? Before I let you go, before I let you go, can I get a kiss goodnight, baby? Before I let you go, before I let you go, can I get a kiss goodnight, baby? Before I let you go, before I let you go, can I get a kiss goodnight, baby?
Love, baby. Couple weeks and everything's changed. Things change. January 28th, I never forget. I got dropped from the label, but I left for respect. As the hairs elevate on my neck, I realize it's a journey, so it's on to the next. So, oh no, Will, check yourself. You better respect yourself to all the work you put in, so don't wreck yourself. It's a cold world and it's dirty, so protect yourself. The stars align, the satellite TV direct yourself. The odd words, proverbs that erect my path. Get it? Nah. Man, sometimes you just gotta laugh. See, that's the insider. For the people who never been insider. A Bible.
Bible.
But who's the one to blame to get the answer? Look in the mirror and ask that person's name. Woo. The next few weeks was the hardest, I must admit.
Yo.
But not one time did I consider the word quit. I was rolling around in G, telling my peeps the news that said, we'll keep rocking. But I was feeling the blues.
Yo.
Sip and Tarika said, you got it, Briscoe. Young Trevi, Boy Floyd said, you got it, AB. Said you got it, Von said you got it, Church said you got it, Raymond and Jamar said you got it, Crystal said you got it, Mia said you got it, Bree said you got it, London said you got it, Mom said I got it, and my fam said I got it, so I got it. Safe to say I got all the help. Everybody believed in me, but I didn't know myself. I didn't think I deserved all the praise, but I started seeing clearer ever since I got saved. And I realized that it won't happen right now, but my path was already clean for my lifestyle. But praises go up, then the blessings coming right down, cause ever since the cypher, people saying that I'm nice now. But I'm just being me, staying in my lane, spitting like a veteran, but I'm a student to the game. Ain't stupid to the fame, never stupid to the rain. I realize that all the lessons come truly from the pain. I've been performing in churches, I'm getting better cheers. Already performed more than I did last year. Something about the stage, man, I feel so alive. I've been performing at Illusion and it's such a cool vibe. Best live band kicking any beat I can ride, and I freestyle every single song out of sight.
Hey,
y'all gotta make it to them. See, I ain't the same dude. I'm turning running to an MC and the feeling's pretty cool. I do it for the most high, do it for the culture, do it for the people gone through lyrical torture, do it for the sound, cause I would never distort you. My album is my baby and I would never abort you. I would have plenty, I'm sure I get it again, but right now, let me show you how I sing with this pen. I start a song and the energy the same as the end. I stay flowing, stay calm, still claim it's the wind. It's Sayo Nation, dream chaser, hashtag it, Mr. Future Adidas sponsor. Yeah, I gotta grab it, I just gotta keep moving and stay in my lane like everybody said. You gotta keep doing your thing. I've been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Will.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whatever you're searching for, you won't find it here. I admit something keeps pulling me back into your atmosphere. I'm really good at mistakes. All the marks I left on the page, they seem to never wanna disappear. Why do you still come around when all I do is push, push, push you away? I really, really wanna take a chance on you, but I hesitate. Yeah. I'm afraid to start, don't wanna break your heart. Just finish picking up the pieces of this maze. I never meant to hurt nobody, but now I tend to move slowly. Cause if I ever slip from your fingertips, my name will be stained on your lips. Oh, oh, oh. It seems like everybody needs watching to see what my next move is. Should I proceed with caution or should I just dive in? I'm fine with taking it slow. Enjoy life on my own, but I can be confusing sometimes, I know. I'm surprised you're still around, cause baby, all I do is push, push, push you away. I really, really wanna take a chance on you, but I hesitate. Oh. I'm afraid to start, don't wanna break your heart. Ooh, just finished picking up the pieces from this maze. I never meant to hurt nobody, but now I tend to move slowly. Cause if I ever slip from your fingertips, my name will be stained on your lips. Nothing wrong with taking my time with love. Don't wanna be the bad guy again, no. Don't wanna be the bad guy again, yeah. Still working out the kinks in my taint of love. Colors bleed out from my heart to his. Different shades that I can't predict, no. Nothing wrong with taking my time with love.
He watched endlessly, night after night, as she poured her heart out on stage, replaying images, a thought, emotion. unable to resist the passion that burned inside of each simile she gave birth to. Spilling her ink, which formed into tears on the drenched platform that lay before her. As she drowned the audience with expression, making love to each stanza. Immersed with great sentiment, she remained afloat. Powerless, like a puppet on a string, as if he were Pinocchio and she Geppetto. Her words pulled each chord, moving him to think outside the box. The comfort zone that held him hostage, imprisoned by ridiculous preferences of what ought to be, not what is. His heart cried out for more. Infatuated with each metaphoric line that pieced together her design. Puzzled, yet feeling a little out of place, he began to adjust his attire. Shifting his clothes in place, however feeling misplaced. This is not what he expected. How dare she be more than hips, lips, and fingertips? Having no alternative but to dig deeper, for this was only the surface. Wiping the slate clean, he rewrote the chapter. Her voice erupted like Mount Vesuvius. Relaying pipe through her vocals, his cerebellum climax. Reaching a zenith of pure ecstasy. Gathering the jigsaw pieces that embody her. Internalizing the inevitable. For she is poetry.
What type of love do you have? Is it that kiss on the forehead type love? Long walks on the beach type love? That my body fits your body like a glove type love? Or do you have that baby what do you want for breakfast type love? That spontaneous go on picnics type love? Well, for me, I was his computer love. That baby, we can watch American Pickers all night type love. I was his 2,552 miles away type love. Yes, we go through our ups and downs and our ins and outs, but we still got that love. That never give up on each other type love. I got that, baby, you sick? Well, let me take care of you type love. When you hurt, we hurt. Through it all, love is what keeps us strong, type love. Love conquers all, y'all. I'm his computer love.
Everybody, this is your girl China with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed the first round of the Lyrical Cypher, and I'm actually about to open up the open mic lines and shout out lines for anybody who's on the line at this moment. Feel free, if you're listening via web and you want to be heard on the mic, or you want to chat in the chat line for the Lyrical Cypher chat line, please go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ Lyrical Cypher. And you can actually chat with the Lyrical Cypher up here and just let her know. Like, you know a track that you want to be played, let me know. I will actually put it in rotation for you. Also, just quick information for everybody. Anybody who wants to play tracks on a Lyrical Cypher, please send those tracks to lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. Again, that's lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. That actually gives me your permission to put it in rotation. So we would love to have you on rotation with this as well. And then you're actually going to be heard all over the world. So gives you opportunity to have more exposure as well. And also, if you have anybody who has a business, please let us know, you know, about your business so we can actually support you, you know, or organization. I know there are a lot of things going on with the pandemic right now, and a lot of businesses aren't able to thrive in different ways. But if you are in the process of thriving online, please utilize this online to share with others, you know, and just let people know what's going on in your community, with your organization, with your churches or what have you. Let's all collectively come together and cipher our talents as well. Because this Lyrical Cypher, even though you hear music, you hear poetry, you hear rapping, you hear a lot of different talents, comedy, a lot of different things that we hear, but also the cypher is also for the people who aren't artists. You know, if you are a carpenter or whatever that you do, I still want to support you because we can collectively help one another in a lot of different ways. And that's what this platform is for in regards to the Lyrical Cypher and Illusions as a whole. So just want to share that tidbit of information with you guys. And I got some more shows coming up, virtual shows coming up very soon. I want you guys to be a part of. I did share one on my page. It's called Poetic Runway. That will be July 25th. And I think it's going to be at 7 o'clock. I want to make sure, kind of briefly going over this. But it's an event that'll be going on. I'll actually be opening up for the comedian. And it's going to be dope. So I'm looking forward to it. And would love to have you guys up there. Most definitely. All right. And that will be with Califani Radio. And Califani Radio is, the founder is Carlito Muhammad. Out of New York. So I'm excited to be on that list. And to be sharing that platform with some amazing talent, including Toy Honey, who calls here to the show. She's actually a part of Enlisted Media with Dion Ballard, her husband. So I thank you guys for the support, and I'm honored to be on the same showcase as well. So with that being said, I'm going to open up the open mic lines and also shout out lines. I'd like to give you your props. Please don't hang up if I give you props. This is just me paying homage to you and telling you thank you for calling in. So with that being said, we got Miss Burnett on the line. What's up, Miss Burnett?
Yes, good evening, Miss Tyler. How you doing? I'm
doing good. How about you? All right. And we got Miss Tamika on the line. What's up, Miss Lady?
Hey, Miss Tyler. How are you?
Doing good. I miss you, girl.
I miss you too. I'm not a poet, but I just want to say one thing really quick, and that is the serenity prayer. God, please grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference just for today.
You better say that.
And that's it, Miss China, Miss China. I miss you, girl.
Thank you, lady. I appreciate you doing that.
No problem.
It's amazing. Thank you so much. That's Tamika in the building sharing the serenity prayer. And what's amazing with the serenity prayer, you guys, that is something that you can actually apply to your entire life. And some of you guys probably heard me break it down, my little philosophy of it. And I actually put it in my book as well. But just to break it down while it's on my brain, when we say, God, grant me the serenity, we ask him for, sometimes we ask for, like, grant means to give it to me whether I deserve it or not, because sometimes we don't feel worthy. The serenity, that peace of mind to accept the things I cannot change. I can't change people, can't change the past because it's already happened. And I can't change things, you know. I can do the best, my best, but the courage to change, what, 9 out of 10, most of the time we're afraid of. A lot of us want to put a lot of work and effort in trying to change someone else, but we can't change them. But the courage to change ourselves, what sometimes we're afraid of, looking in the mirror at our true selves. And just the wisdom to know the difference. The difference meaning once I realize I can only change me, I have exactly what I ask God to give me. Serenity, that peace of mind. So that's like my little philosophy. Like I say, you can actually follow your own philosophy with it, but that's just what I share and that's what I got from it whenever I say the serenity prayer. With that being said, we got a 413 on the line. What's up? What's up? Don't know if this is the Enlisted Soldiers, but I want to make sure.
Hi, Trader. How you doing? This Toy.
Doing good. What's up? What's up, Toy? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Just sitting up here doing some work, getting the show together for this week.
Uh-oh. You better make those power moves.
Oh, yeah. Gotta do that. It was like, why they got us saying that we can't go anywhere? We had to stay in our house. You gotta stay busy, do something productive.
How's it working for you?
Oh, let's say I've got a lot done. And it was a short story that I had started on, I think it was sometime last year.
Mm-hmm.
I had added a little bit more to it, you know, during this time. And when I let my husband read a little bit of it, he was like, this should be a book. I was like, this was just going to be a short story. I wasn't thinking about a book, but then I was like, you know what?
Exactly.
It could be.
Well, look, when you're ready to do your book, I'll send you the information so that book can keep flowing and tell Dion where his book is.
I will tell him that.
And his little sister said where his book is.
Yes.
Did you want to share anything?
No, I just wanted to share, you know, a few words of encouragement because, okay. Oh man, with the things that I have seen within, the past week, people, you got to stay encouraged. And with this time going on, just know that sometimes the media puts fear tactics out there, and fear is the way that they can control you. So if you are a believer, you just hold on to God's unchanging hand. Just believe in him. You believe in him, he could take that away, and he'll tell you, like, look, I got this. Don't listen to them. I got this.
That's right. I appreciate you sharing that, buddy. Thank
you
so
much.
No
problem. But I'll still be on listening to the show while I'm writing out this this show that I'm doing this week.
All right, girl. Well, I got you, lady, and thank you so much for sharing. We probably won't be on real long tonight, but I did want to rock out with you guys because I'm actually in the process of doing some work myself, but I wanted to stop and do this work, do this the show, share with you guys and rock out with you guys and get a little break because my brain hurt right now from being on the computer. But y'all pray my
sister. I know that's right.
Girl, I'm over here like UFC, tap out. All right, y'all, let's get it. Let's have a good time. Thank you so much, Toy Honey in the building, y'all. All right, so we're going to rock out a little bit longer. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. And I thank you guys. So I tell you what, so we can start feeling good. I think we should play Feel Good by 13 and Nazareth, my homie.
Yo, I feel like I'm 5 years old in this joint.
Something you can vibe to.
13 to 9 years. Yeah. All place.
This track takes me way back to being a child. Waking up in the summer, bright eyes and big smile. I ain't gotta go to school and I'm cool with that. Free breakfast at the rec where the food is at. Chocolate milk in a donut, I'm back outside. What up? Football in the street, small bodies collide with the concrete. Somebody call out time. We had to move to the side, let the cars pass by. They back in the street, we playing again. But it ain't official till somebody call time in. Time and ends of the evening, and my family is partying. Grandmother drinking Seagram's, grandfather drink Bacardi and Coke. House filled with smoke from cigarettes. Commodores on vinyl, Sam Cooke on cassette. Cupid, please draw back your hole through this living room of drunks. Just let your arrow go before somebody throw a punch and start fighting again.
Yep.
Yeah, it happened every weekend at the Tumble Inn. That's what my house was called. It's like the best of both worlds. We brawl and have a ball in the same breath, in the same night. You can have a fair party and a fair fight. From like sunset Friday night to like sunrise Monday morn. This is how we got it on. I don't know about y'all, but I'm born for this. See, my life is the best of performances. I'm just waiting for cameramen to leap out of the bushes to show me some more video footage of mama cooking. The big wooden fork and the spoon up on the wall. The Jesus Christ carpet in the car playing dog. I know this ain't the typical format for songs, but why tell a story if I ain't gonna tell it all? The bad, the good, the birds, the hood, the love, the fear, the birth, the death, the tears, the mouth, the wild things that we used to do. Still cable, water, gas, and electric too. So if you happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good.
Come on.
Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, we feel good, say it. We feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survived, happy that we found the love of God inside. I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, you feel good, say it, we feel good.
Yo, 1-3, Paul Place, Lafayette, George, in the
North
View,
my man, the right one,
Ocean View. Doing the right
all
thing,
all the VA,
and y'all never thought y'all be
dead.
Such a spoken word,
holding me down.
Check
13 and Nazareth
in the building.
Uh huh.
Yeah,
and I'm out.
Uh huh.
And I'm happy to be alive, happy that I survived, happy that I found the love of God inside. I feel good, say
yep.
it. I feel good, say
yep.
it. I feel good, say
yep.
it. I feel good.
Uh huh.
Put your hands up in the sky. Put your hands up. In the sky, swing them from the left to right, swing them.
We were born in 73, fraternal twins creatively. Disconnected by others' opinion, even though our styles vary, we both knew our worth to grace or beauty. We had to be in tune. Not in a tomb, for within, not saying she never sinned, she was very much human. They claimed she was a goddess because of her deep sixth sense. Truth was told every time she had commenced. Joan of Arc and Harriet Tubman, a leader and a warrior. I was hardly a mention, wasn't sad. I accept being the underdog and underrated. I was okay as long as my sister made it. Lived the dreams through her heartbeats. Every time they tried to lock her up, she manifested heat. Her bars melted, making sure all her listeners felt it. She became very hip, then others tried to emulate her, to hop on her bandwagon. She didn't care, she was loving and forgiving, allowed sacrifices even if it cost her her ultimate vision. I admit, I should have reached out to her more. One time I never forget, she gave me some sound advice. I didn't like it, said some coarse words as we got into our fight. She changed her numerical code. I stayed pushing my gospel, claiming she sold her soul. Out of line as I reacted so hostile, I never appreciated her words while she was here. She was like me. She was pure poetry. She wanted to feel her people pain when I wanted just my world to change. I needed my lyrics, melodically, sonically, as speech. She wanted her words to ride on rugged beats. She wanted the fame but infamy too. Those dualities I couldn't do. I mounted up with wings and flew. When I was down under fighting the Phoenix, she was in Brooklyn and Bronx. Living it up until she popped out and crossed that bridge, intravenously in everyone's bloodstream. I should have been proud that she's gone now. Presently, crossroads are reaching new thresholds by my nephews and nieces. Parade around their songs about drugs and Jesus pieces. Trip hop the trap hop. Need expensive cars and added celebrity drops. They were not even close to her psyche. No boom bap, just like Mikey. Wanted to eat everything in life, Sally, but it's not that easy. As eating cereal must include wisdom, I told them, to become imperial. Not gaining any knowledge of the mind. Music where lyrics are hard to find. They have some ways like my sis. As they use genres of music to be infused, still can't get this tainted verbiage lift. They were blessed by certain great genetics, but rely on sinful vibrations and vocal cybernetics, auto-tuned with no purity of the voice anymore. Becoming real harlots for the monetary system, I yet again might lose my next family generation as I pray and tarry for my people to change, not to sell their moral values for this chump change to gain. She's gone, and she's gone.
She's gone, she's gone, she's gone, she's gone, oh, she's gone. Lead a life so she'll find her way back home. She's gone, she's gone, she's gone, she's gone, oh, she's gone. Lead a life so she'll find her way back home.
Thank you. thinking out loud. Ain't got a meal, but I got a few thou. Dance on the rear, make her say ah. Party over here, moving the crowd. Stepping on stage, more than a two-step. East Coast rave, born in the first state. Fire I blaze, days in the maze. Got a lot of purple, calling me Haze. And I sway like 45 shade. Just get money, Junior Mafia say. Made a deal on the block, got paid. Deals with the rock stars, got made. No, not a slave, do my own thing. Switch colors of my clothes like a mood ring. Rock for the people, not for the label. Like tissue, money on the table. Straw hat, tilt with an angle. Ribbon that match, down to the ankles. Stop with the fables, cause they ain't true. Let's get money like time when the cable do. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, no ice grill with a Colgate smile. Ask if I care, I be like, nah. Keep a chick heels in the air like clouds. They be like, wow, how'd he get that? Cause I move a pound of the loud for a stack. You can talk slick, but ain't got ish. Lame in the game, ain't got no friends. Don't try to play me for a clown. You would get punched right straight in the mouth. Born up north, raised down south. Where them boys pull things, let them air out. In case town, yes it goes down. It could be late or daybreak now. Even up top, them things get popped. So I get in, get out, and don't stop. No, not a pump, but far from a dum-dum. Even in a parked car, you can get pum-pum. Thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, I get in, get up and get down. Party with friends in a penthouse house. That's how it is, or you can get out. Hands in the air, body rocking, bobbing, weaving, like you're boxing. Just for the evening, don't be a heathen. Look around, tricks for the treating. Like Halloween, St. Patty Green, Christmas wishes, New Year's Eve. This be an anthem for a dancer. Body enhancement, moving master. Dance floor, no place to park. Baby got back and placed it on the golden zip like Poland strip. Private dancing, I had to sit. So remarkable and rhetorical, overcomes all of the obstacles that he faced in a ratty race. Never disgraced, but so complacent. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking.
I won't be around much longer. My time ain't long around here. The sun rose this morning and the birds sang with me. Although the grass is green, the day is sweet.
what God has for me, it is for me. Oh, what God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. 'Cause what God has for me, it is for me. It is for me. It is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. 'Cause what God has for me, what God has for me, yeah, what God has for me, it is for me. Oh, 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 it is for me.
The rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was hotter to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question, are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless, and he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words fought something new, something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers, the water moccasins slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen, the sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice, his body stretched, he grew arms and legs, his tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled, until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say, the black salam man, D-E-R. The black, peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
Yeah, it feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call it.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed what you heard so far. I try to give a nugget every time, you know, as I learn or grow, I try to pass to you. If you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. But as I learn or grow, I just like to give it to you. It could be something funny. It could be whatever, but just whatever comes to my mind. And only thing that comes to my mind right now is stay in the present. Like, the past is already gone. You can't fix what's already, like, you can't change the past, but you can do your best to work on the present. You know, and being in the present is a beautiful moment, because this is the only moment that matters right now. So hopefully that helps somebody in some form or fashion. And if your past isn't the way you know, a reflection of who you want to be today, start working on who you want to be today. One thing I say all the time is, if you see it, you know, I might not be where I want to be, but I see myself where I'm going to be. You know, seeing your future self, seeing where you want to be. So you see yourself where you want to be, you can work on that in the present right now. So hopefully that helps somebody, but that was on my mind, and I just wanted to share that with you guys. And that being said, I think I got an enlisted soldier in the building. What's up, Dion? Enlisted soldier, I thought I told you.
What's up, China? What's going on?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing
not
pretty
much.
Good. Bless, man.
He said, she's gone.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, she's gone. She's really gone. Matter of fact, I don't see no traces of her now. Hip-hop is gone.
I knew you were about to say that.
It's gone.
You're like,
wait. You know it. Matter of fact, I'm gonna tell you how I got that, right? That piece that I wrote. Well, mm-hmm. You know the great Tyrone Mobley, you know, the Watcher.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
right.
We was doing some stuff together, right? And something happened mm-hmm. where I don't know, he didn't finish the piece. But he told me, he said, D, just go ahead. He said, I like your part, but he said, I like it better just by yourself. I said, nah, because I wanted you to get on it, because I'm a, you know, big fan of Tyrone Mobley's. And he said, nah, Deanne. He said, no, the way you got it set up, just do it your way. So I said, okay, and I put it out there, and then, you know, I said, well, if he co-signed on it, then I put it out, because I was going to keep it in the archive. So I keep a lot of stuff in the archive. And Tyrone, he told me to put it out there, and so I put it out there. And then, you know, people was like, man, oh, man, that's some true stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, because me and Tyrone, because we was talking about the state of hip-hop. Because, you know, Tyrone is a, you know, rapper. You know what I'm saying? He's legendary. You know, he
uh-huh.
came up in the golden age of rap. So me and him, we talk a lot about hip-hop and the state of hip-hop. So that's how I got the idea of the poem. So shouts out to Tyrone Mobley, the Watcher. You know?
Indeed. You got something for us today?
Oh, boy.
Tonight?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Let me get something in the archive. Speaking of archives, I got to go in the archives.
That's when you got it going on, when you say you got archives. Like, ain't no way. Come on now. You said, let me go in the archives and see what I got. No matter of fact, let me dig in the crates. You better pull out a 45.
Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna pull out something that is kind of, we could kind of connect with, especially when the show is over.
Okay.
You know? Okay. Yeah. It's called In My Comfort. And I'm going to start off In My Comfort. These pillows sing to me a lullaby while these sheets caress my frame. The sands of time slowly traces my sleep before the clock ends my journey. Special comfort goes inside the making of strength and comfort. My mattress becomes the perfect hybrid. As my lids of my eyes shuts, breeze of this state allows others to hear. Embarking on the threshold of a unique voyage. Every night while imagination creates my day, as the bountiful sheets are counted, my body relaxed from this evening tax, as my light unexpectedly turned into my black. And that was my in peace, in my comfort.
That was dope.
Thank you. You know what that's about, right?
Yeah, break it down,
knock it out.
You're going to sleep.
Oh, that's about get some going, get some rest.
Shoot.
Get some rest.
Man, my subconscious been cussing me out. And why we ain't sleep yet?
I know. Hey, I was just talking to this dude. Shouts out to DJ DJ Donnie B. You know, he's going to be on my show. And shouts out to him. And he was saying, you know, because he has his own radio show as well. He said, and I was saying, well, you know, I'm trying to get in touch with this person. This person got weird out. He said, I know you not talking. He said, it's hard to get in touch with you. I said, yeah, you're right. I'm preaching to the choir right now. You know, because, you know, I work these crazy, you know, long hours, weird hours, you know. Well, you're trying to, you know, catch up on work and stuff. And I know you do the same day.
Right.
I mean, well, you know, on the pot calling the kettle black. You know.
Man. It ain't no that going to do.
I know. But congratulations on the upcoming show. You,
man, I appreciate that.
Queens.
Yeah, me and your other half is going to be on the show together. I'm like, this is dope.
I said, what? Isn't that something? Because what happened, I saw the flyer. I said, the hardest working poet, you know what I'm saying, is on this thread. I said, China, you the James Brown of poetry.
Get up now.
Get on up.
Get up now.
I was like, that's China, boy. You a hard worker, I'm telling you. That's how you got to get it, man. That's what I'm saying. People don't understand the grind, right, China? They don't understand it. Oh, boy. But I was glad because, you know, we got to keep this alive. You know, we can't let this virus stop us. You know, we got to keep doing what we do. We still are creatives, and anything that happens, we have to create something that's going to be viable for our art. You know, it's probably not what we want it to be. You know, it's probably not what we want it to be, because I love interacting with people on stages and, you know, doing things, but we got to do what we can do right now. And we still interacting, so I commend you, China, you know. Keep up the great work, you know.
And I appreciate it. Like,
this platform is really blessing us, you know, as an artist, you know. And I remember when the first show was popped off, and
that's right.
And you gave me the idea, and I was like, "Are you serious? You're going to do that?" Yeah. And after that, you just came up. You stopped coming up after that. You know, you stepped that on faith.
And you're right. You remember I got that off faith because I just, like, it was a random, like, don't you know how, like, somebody can, like, meet an organization? Like, so basically the organization met another crew that I was rolling with.
Mm-hmm.
And I was rolling with I'm Not Damaged Goods. And he just kind of picked me out of the crowd and just wanted to start working with me, you know, with, I just want to say a big shout out to Ken Vereen.
Because
Ken Vereen is the
that.
One who gave me the platform for on Tell Me I Can Radio, because that's what I was on Tell Me I Can Radio at first, and then he had other radio shows up there.
Oh.
And Yeah, so I was under Tell Me I Can Radio. So that's the reason why, like, when we go back 7 years, if you go back to Tell Me I Can Radio, you'll be able to hear all of the stuff that we did back in the day, all the archives from back then. But I transitioned under, I was under that umbrella for a minute, for a couple of years. And then after that, I transitioned to my own.
Yeah, because you're right, because you used to do, like, before you opened up the show, you was, like, on Tambourine. We give a shout-out to Tambourine, my sponsor.
Yep.
And I was like, yo, okay, that's, hey, see? You grew, and it's like, and now, and I remember when you was doing the shows, I think it was, you was doing it one time a month. Like, when we start talking one time, and I'm now, oh, my goodness, you...
Yeah.
You know, you're doing a whole bunch of shows.
I went from doing it, like, I think Sunday Tuesday once a month. And that was
once a month. And that was it.
And then we went every week.
Yeah, and a lot of artists are coming down and everything. And I was like, wow. I mean, because I've been there in your growth. And I was just telling DJ Donnie B, I was telling him, I say, you know, because we was talking. And I say, well, if a person cannot help you on the bottom, if they can't roll with you on the bottom, why would I need you to roll with me on the top? Because it's easy to roll with somebody on the top. You know,
that's
we were
right.
talking. You know, I mean, we were talking about building, you know. You know, building with people and building relationships. And the thing is, it's
right.
like, you know, you got to believe in that person, you know.
Yeah.
The person's not doing so, you know, well, not well, but, you know, but I'm proud of you and keep on doing the great work.
I appreciate it. Yeah. It's amazing we having this conversation because I was, you made me think about some things, like, just reflecting, because I really think that it's meant to reflect, just remain humble. And I was thinking about how and I don't know if anybody's going through this, so that's probably the reason why I'm sharing. As I was growing in the arts, as an artist, as a promoter, you know, radio shows and stuff like that, my circle started to change. My friends started to change, and then I had friends who were telling me, oh, you think you this, you think you that, because they saw different forms of notoriety. But I'm like, look, let's do this together, come on. And but sometimes I realize that a lot of people can't handle your growth. A lot of people can't handle you changing. A lot of people can't handle you growing, and they feel like you might outgrow them instead of growing with you.
Right.
You know, and it hurt, you know, really bad, because in my mind, I thought the crew I started rocking with was the crew was going to be rocking with me the whole time.
Right.
And when my circle changed, I was hurt. But I had to learn that who's supposed to be here is going to be here, you know, and to be accepting that. But that was hard for me to learn. Like, it took years and years for me to accept that, because I had in my mind who I expected to be there. And that's in anything. I had to learn that who's supposed to be there will be there naturally. I don't want anybody to be forced to be in my life. You heard me say that 1,000 times. Like, I value naturalism. I want you to be here because you want to be here, you know, not because you feel forced in any way. And I had to realize, like, you know what? I appreciate the journey, and I appreciate the seasons. I appreciate the leaves that left my life, because I learned something from the leaves. I've learned something from the branches that are still holding on to me, to this tree, and I'm on somebody else's tree, and we're on other people's trees or whatever. But I appreciate the time that I had with them, because I learned something about me, and I learned something about them, and I learned something about life, you know, and with the arts, because, like, everybody on this phone and who's listening all over the world has a gift, whether it's the arts or what have you.
Right.
And everybody's not going to believe in that. There are some that will and some won't, that won't. But the best way I could say it, just like that song, Don't Stop Believing. Like, don't stop believing in you. You know, even when your spouse or whoever might not believe in you no more, you keep believing in you.
What is that? Here's the truth. Amen. That's true.
Yeah, but I just had to share that. I don't know. It was heavy on me. when you were talking. I was like, wow. I just remember that feeling.
Yeah, and you know what? I've seen people that were a part of you, was working with you, and they branched off and did their own thing too. So little they know, even if they was like mad with you, well, I don't want to deal with her no more, they still learned a lot from you. So it doesn't matter. You still win, you know, because those people learn from you and from your ambition, learn that you was forceful and you was fervent about what you wanted to do and how you wanted to run your business. And so it was time for them to grow anyway. It was time for them to say, you know, I get my, it happens. It's the natural progression of things. Sometimes we learned enough from somebody and, you know, we miss them, but they have to go. They have to leave the nest, you know?
That's right.
No, it's not like, you were, like people talk, well, you know, you were so, it's not like you were a bad person. It's just that that person, now they're grown. They understand their gifts and now they have to go off on their own and develop their gift on their own.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I say, even for artists, any artist that comes to Illusions or comes on this show, like, I want to see you soar. And what I was talking about with people in my circle who weren't even artists, like, you know what I'm saying, that when I was growing as an artist, had an issue with me growing outside of not being just, they wanted me to be in that box of just being a friend, not growing as a person. That's what I'm talking about. Like, I'm not talking about the arts. I'm talking about people that in your circle who, you know, like family members, different people who are afraid of, like, Dion. You know, you see what I'm saying? That's the part I'm talking about. When growing as an individual and tapping into your gift, and you have people who are afraid to tap into that gift. So they, you see what I'm saying? Resent you for doing something they're afraid of doing. That's what I mean.
Now, I was talking about the people, like, probably on the show that follow you and that are artists or maybe aspiring to be artists. But family, that is a whole new different type of just, that's a new, brand new spiel.
Right.
Because they are so close to you. Mm-hmm. It's like they share some of your DNA, which they do because they're family.
Right.
So that could be very diabolical to you as a person.
Exactly. Well, it was for a while, because what I was telling you was, you know how you're there for family and all that, and in the beginning, I assumed, because I think about the assumption, when I first started Illusions, I assumed that who I rock with is going to rock with me, and that's family, friends, all of that, right? So what I learned was my story is similar to the Little Red Hen. It was like, okay, I'm going to start my business. I never forget this. And I'm telling this story because somebody might need to hear this. When I decided to start Illusions, you know, I didn't know what I was going to do, but I just say, you know, for the longest time, I had this dream of being like this old Nikki Giovanni poet with my own little coffee house, blah, 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 whatever. You heard me say this story before. And when it was pitched to me at my church, it was like, okay, what is something you always said you're going to get around to it? So when he handed us a round to it, he was like, all right, now you got your round to it, so get to it. So I wrote down what I wanted, and then I actually started to I prayed about it, and it started to manifest. And so when it started to manifest, and I had already had my business license. Like, I had already graduated business class and everything, my business classes or what have you. And so my business classes, I started out as wanting to be, an after-school program or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so it changed to what I have today, Illusions. So you tell God your plans, watch him laugh. You see what I'm saying?
Laugh.
So he laughed at the fact that I was going to do my own little miniature Boys and Girls Club because I love kids. But and it changed to, no, you forgot you were artist. So you see what I'm saying? It made me remember myself. And it made me trust that. But in the process of when I said that I was going to start my own performance arts-based business, family members and people I love, like especially family, laughed at me. That's why I'm using this as an example of the little red hen, laughed and said, well, where's your building? I said, I'm building a foundation. So you don't have to physically see the building. The building is coming.
Oh, yeah.
That's just a building. Like, and the reason why I'm saying this, too, because I look at this pandemic situation when people are not able to physically go to a church. You got the church inside of you. So that foundation is already built. So
you better
say it. I told you, you know, I got something to say. When it might be random, I got a purpose behind the purpose. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
it's a purpose
right.
behind it. So what I'm saying is when they were laughing and ridiculing this little red hen about blah, 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 where's your
mm-hmm.
building? I don't see it. But I see past what
that's
the
right.
naked eye can see, because I see through faith. I see
that's
and I
right.
believe. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see and I believe. It's not believing that I see. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I see, I know it exists because it exists in me. That dream, that passion that's inside of me
mm-hmm.
is burning. So I know if it's burning in me, it's for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might not be able to see what I believe.
Yeah, but I'm not you.
But I believe what I
that's
see, and I hope y'all get what I'm saying.
But mm-hmm. God gave you that vision. That's your
indeed.
Vision.
Exactly.
So, therefore, I believe in you because you to see it. It's like this. You the only one seeing that vision, so I got to hold on to you. To get
indeed.
where you at. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So I understand that totally. That's why people have,
mm-hmm.
that's why they have visionaries. That's why they have people
exactly.
like Martin Luther King. He saw what we see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he didn't really get to live it, but he saw what we was living in, that we was going to, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, that, you know what I'm saying? We was going, you know, have some equal rights. Well, even though if it's not, you know, the total equal rights, but he saw it in the dream that
right.
black people and white people was getting together, and
mm-hmm.
it happened.
Right.
And it wasn't like that
that's
in
like,
the 60s.
Exactly. That's like I'm thankful for the name Illusions. So someone else, they could think that, and I love it because when people come to Illusions, they automatically assume it's a poetry show. I just happen to be a poet and knows a lot of poets, but it's much more than a poetry show.
Yeah.
You feel me? So
I feel
just
you.
Like with the Lyrical Cypher, even though we listen to music, we vibe, we rap, we rap verbally, we rap with hip hop, whatever, sing,
yeah.
poetry, all those different things.
Right.
But guess what? We collectively cipher our gifts on or off the stage, whether at Illusions or at Lyrical Cipher. So even
mm-hmm.
if you're a carpenter,
mm-hmm.
we still got your back. You might
that's
be able
right.
to build our house. You know what I'm saying? We
right.
might be able to look out for one another. You might be whoever. We still got your back because we believe
right.
in you. And sometimes you need somebody to believe in you because sometimes you don't believe in yourself. So... You know what I'm saying? And maybe
oh.
this gift or this sharing can help somebody else build and grow and be better, because some people try to knock the foundation you're building because they're afraid of building.
Right. And some people need... I love what you just said. You said sometimes you don't believe. Now, you know what, China? It's, that's so true, because sometimes you... There's a belief point. Sometimes you believe to a certain point.
Indeed.
And sometimes you lose that vision a little bit. Well, you know what? Lord, I got the house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how am I going to furnish it? How am I going to furnish the house? Like, you know what I'm saying? But you got
mm-hmm.
the house built, a very nice house, whatever.
Right.
And you said, well, I don't got no more money. I spent all
right.
the money on, you know, building the house. I don't got the money. And, you know, and someone coming to you, oh, you'll get... The Lord bless you to furnish your house. He'll bless you. And you're like,
mm-hmm.
how though? And then and they tell you a way, a certain way. And you say, I don't know. I don't believe that. You know, either you can believe them or not. But that person at least giving you some
mm-hmm.
insight of
right.
how to furnish
yeah.
your house.
Indeed.
And so a lot of times, even visionaries fall short because we human.
Indeed.
We error. But the Lord says somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. It could be something.
Mm-hmm.
Something you see something on television, like
mm-hmm.
I could finance. You don't have to pay. You know, just sign the paper. You got good credit. You don't have to pay for like 6 months, and by 6 months you can get the money to pay them back.
Right.
But still, there's a way.
And then
so.
And you said two things that got me, but go ahead. I'll tell you the.
No. I'm done. I just want to.
You said two things, like, you know, I'm a thinker. So you said two things that stuck with me. You said the way and you said insight. Right. Because I looked at the fact that you can find the way through insight. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
insight
right.
is something. Insight is not sight. Insight is
right.
when you can actually see past what you can see. So if I can see past
Amen.
The fact
wow.
that, yeah, I got a house, but there's much more than what I can see. You know what I'm saying? If I see
right.
past what I see, because sometimes we can get so caught up in what we physically see, but the seeing is not about the physical. It's not about the carnal. It's not about what you can touch.
Right. Right.
You know, that's where the insight comes from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just look at that, like, and like I say, I'm learning. As I learn, I grow. I try to pass on to somebody else. And I just wanted to share this because I just felt like somebody might need to hear this, because you might be struggling with your gift, or you might be struggling
right.
on the inside
right.
with yourself. So
right.
if you are, just know, if you don't believe in you, I believe in you. I don't even
that's
have
right.
to know you to believe in you, because
right.
sometimes you need to hear yourself or someone else say that they believe in you for you to start saying, you know what, I believe in me too.
Mm-hmm.
And make that thing a mantra until you believe it.
Right. And it's so true, because a lot of times for it to materialize, you have to think of, I mean, you got to think about it hard for it to materialize. You know, I could say, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this. Oh, tomorrow I'm gonna put some new music on my radio station. Or tomorrow I'm gonna get a new artist. Or tomorrow
right.
I'm gonna sign this artist. And I can just keep thinking about it and think about it until finally I'm gonna be like, oh, I've at least got to start. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna put one foot out there.
Exactly.
And then bleed the Lord for my second
mm-hmm.
footing. And
yeah.
that's how it works. It is small. But you got,
mm-hmm.
but you got to relish the small steps. You
that's
know,
right.
some people want it so fast. They want it so
mm-hmm.
fast, but it's not. It matter of fact, if you think about it, we are linear people. We see linear. We like
mm-hmm.
A B C D E F G. I understand
mm-hmm.
that, but the spirit do not. It doesn't work that way. The spirit
indeed.
Realm doesn't work A B C D E F G. Sometimes it's already there, but you can't see it yet physically. Not physically.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta feel it. If you feel it, it's there. You just can't see it yet. It's not in. It's not
right.
in view. You know.
It's like
and,
you gotta trust the process.
God, but you gotta trust. You gotta believe. You gotta have faith in the process, though.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people mm-hmm. A lot of people are discouraged about the process. You know, I seen a meme. And on Facebook, and this changed my life, and I saw it last year, and I saw a meme of a person who was digging underground, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you probably saw it because it's very popular on Facebook. And one meme showed the guy. He was an inch away from finding jewels in the ground, and he turned
mm-hmm.
away. And then there was another guy who kept on digging and found it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how close you are to your dream.
Exactly.
You don't know how close
mm-hmm.
you are to that problem being resolved.
Indeed.
But if we turn away, now he's going to have more problems, because now it's going to worry him, and now he's going to try something probably that's not going to be effective.
Right.
You know? And
yeah.
And I saw that, I'm in China, when I saw that, I said, it changed my life. I was like, you got to keep on pushing. You don't know how close you are. To
mm-hmm.
resolve the issue that you have.
Indeed.
I mean, it's
yeah.
if people understand, it's not so much tangible all the time. If, you know, the spirit, if they understand the spirit world, people would, if they could understand the spirit world, they would know how to maneuver in this physical world. But they don't
that's
understand
right.
it yet. A lot of people don't, because we're not taught about it.
Indeed.
You know, we're not taught about it.
And I look at how, I know you weren't on the line then. I know your wife was on the line, your other half, your partner. Y'all, I just value,
yeah.
like, you guys. Because, and I keep saying it, and I'm saying it on purpose, with a purpose, because you guys inspire me. You know, you guys push each other. You got each other's back. Both of y'all on the line right now. She said her part. You're doing your thing. And
yeah.
you guys vibe well together. Both of y'all are enlisted soldiers. And I
Amen.
Love it.
Thank you.
And
you
deserve
Thank
to have, you know what I'm saying, your soldier. You know, and I appreciate
you
being a brother from another mother, even though we never physically met and
never,
we talk on the phone and stuff like that or whatever, but we help each other through a lot of different things. And, I, you know, as artists, the whole nine. So I just appreciate
right.
you being a big brother to me, you know.
Yeah, I appreciate it too.
And I'm glad that you gave me.
Spiritually.
You said what?
That's another thing that's spiritual. We never met in the physical, but spiritually we never video chat.
I never seen you before, like,
yeah,
but
yeah.
We've talked on the phone and connected through a radio show and have vibed as artists and as people in general.
Yeah.
I look at you as a big God brother for me. So you have been amazing.
You are.
And I thank
you.
And I appreciate
you,
your
God.
Wife
thank
as
you.
My new sister-in-law.
I know. Oh, yes, she is. And she talks about she loves you. You inspire her a lot.
I love her, too. Poor honey in the building.
Yeah.
You said what?
Yeah.
And look.
You inspire her, too. So, you know.
Thank you so much.
You know, you're a poetess, and you're doing it, and you're an entrepreneur. So, you know, that's another thing, too. You know, a lot of women, when a woman's an entrepreneur, people be like, oh, man, what's she trying to do? You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
And that's, but you know, we need to empower women to become their own bosses and do things independently and, you know, and be who they need to be because God used everybody. You know
that's
what I'm
right.
saying? Your business could save millions of people, inspire millions of people. You know, don't say, oh, I'm just a woman. You know? No. It's a spiritual thing. It's not even about, you know, male or female. It's a spiritual thing, and it's how great your faith is, you know? So, but it's still inspiring to see another lady doing the things that you're doing, my sister.
I appreciate everything, man. And just keep being you, Dion.
Oh, that's all I can be. China, I don't know how to be nothing else but me. That's why sometimes I get in trouble.
That's funny, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. All right, y'all, we're going to play some more tracks. Appreciate Dion spitting that knowledge as always. And he's speaking of visionaries. I say all the time, this is our little saying, and he happened to have a poem called Visionaries. It says here. Here we go. We're about to play Visionary by Dion Ballard in the building. Hope you guys enjoy.
Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gifts. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith. Motivated to keep on reaching, the Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, make a dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries, able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision. Insightful, increasing their territory. Homeless, mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things my humble visionaries. For the people can realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong. In spirit and truth, others may run. Doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
Another chance tomorrow. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like this. There's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but
don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghosts, and they ain't even had time to boast. Cause I've been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil Will wouldn't sleep, but I'm in it still. Like I'm not the LS no more. Thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show. I can't make it because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only cause I'm, they wanna talk about my work ethic. So I work at it and put that. And they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you. Lies, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I ain't finished. I ain't finished. And I don't feature on a track with nobody, cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really. They don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking no rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G Wood. Man, man. And I do a track for track. Matter of fact, back to back. Yo, church, by the time I'm 25, no more 8 to 5. I'm a rap that stay alive. I'm a butt shy. I'm trying to get the sponsorship. So when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine? I'll tell you my secret is simple. The Lord, man, said, well, you ain't got time to waste. So if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste. Just tell
him. Don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal in it all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock,
don't
yo.
Don't bother me, I'm
yeah.
Working.
Work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working, working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man.
Don't,
ain't nobody gonna give you.
I'm working.
You feeling? God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother
you understand?
Me, I'm working.
So this how we vibing tonight, huh? Okay. I could dig that. Just me and you tonight. Okay.
Don't move.
I ain't gonna move.
Stay right there. Right there. I just wanna look at you. I just wanna look at you. The very essence of your structure. Your silhouette.
Yeah.
Simulates the hairs that stand erect on the back of my neck. I'm at a loss for words.
How do you like that?
I don't know where to begin. Pondering whether this is a crush, maybe lust.
You know that.
If this is just a dream, don't wake me. Let me lie here asleep, trapped in his matrix. As the conversation unfolds, our words so dance to the sounds of our rhythm. French kissing our thoughts, saturating. saturated with every sentence form.
You know how we do.
My arms began to brag about how he felt. Temptation playing Russian roulette with our emotions, begging them to subside. Closing our eyes.
Closing them.
Slowly. Backing away until the next time we speak.
I feel that, baby.
Yeah. This feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy, Cartier Genius, a.k.a. Cartier Jesus. Yeah. And I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call her, what we call it, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed the show thus far. I hope, you know, you were able to vibe out, unwind, and just enjoy yourself. We do this every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock, and we just kind of rock with it and roll with it. So we appreciate everybody who is listening via web. I can't see you, but I appreciate you. I see the stats later on. Of the people who have been calling all over the world, I appreciate you. And locally, nationally, internationally, different states, the whole nine, I thank you for your continued support. We've been doing this thing for 6.5 years. November will make 7 years. So you guys keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, keep growing, keep going, and keep believing. So, and like I say, if nobody else believes in your gift, believe me, I do. And I hope you believe in yourself as well. So with that being said, you guys be blessed. Have a good night. I see you next Tuesday at 9 o'clock.